Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Go to the other camera, Dylan.
Please, no.
Go to the other camera, Dylan.
I'm begging you, please.
I didn't say talk on the mic. Turn the volume down. Do you see the framing? Do you see it? Turn the volume down. Give me a little more volume. Have everyone framed up. Shannon, this is your fault. This is not Dylan's fault. See, Dylan's a fucking retard. Shannon, you're the producer of the show. It's your job to make sure that this is all done. And fucking dumbass, stupid fucking Dylan, obviously he's not going to do anything, right? I watch 80 mistakes happen. It's my first day back. Dylan, look at the framing. The amount of space above my head. There could be an entire fucking, like, think bubbles popping above my head. Talking about, thinking about things I'm going to fucking do to you after today's show. You fucking asshole. It's a bit, guys. Don't worry.
I love it.
I mean, the framing still sucks. It's just... Guys, welcome back to the Real Ass Podcast. My framing's not the problem. The framing and the other people are the problem, you fucking tard. Look!
Can I have you guys move closer together?
No! Okay. You can move the camera, you fucking idiot! It's not their distance!
If they were closer, it would definitely help, though.
No! Look! No. Dylan, look, you stupid idiot. Yeah. Look, the amount of space between fucking Matt's shoulder and the edge of the frame and Don Jameson just cut the fuck off. Who cares, right? I mean,
I think that looks pretty good.
Let's see, now go back to us. Go back to me and Zach.
Yeah?
Sort of.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like surveillance footage.
You see, there's still more space above mine and Zach's head. You see, there you go. You
can maybe there's going to be another podcast above us.
Maybe. I have no idea
anymore.
There's
lots of podcasts above us.
I can't handle it, Dylan. Shannon complained to me about you. She said, I can't. She told me, and I don't want to hurt your feelings right now, Dylan. Shannon said, she said, I'm going to probably have to quit if Dylan continues to work for this company. She gave me a it's either him or me speech. That's how bad you're doing,
really,
Dylan.
Really, Shannon?
We came up with a new concept. We said, all right, we're going to put the fucking secondary producers into the engineer chair, and all they got to do, it's very simple. Just set up the shots, switch cameras, make sure the fucking sound sounds good.
Don't talk.
And then, I mean, the amount of fuck-ups that he made already, it's crazy, Dylan. Okay, that's not the fuck. Yeah, these are all the fucked up sound effects that fucking Nate put on here. Don has to leave in like 45 minutes. And you don't care, Dylan.
I do.
You don't care. No.
I do.
No, do you think it's funny? Do you think fuck ups are funny?
No, not at all.
Nobody wants fuck ups. And I came in today with high expectations and high hopes.
Me too.
Look at this.
I'll be real with you. I don't know what Nate always did with this.
No, Nate put together another board and you just didn't know the name of the board and you didn't check. You didn't press one button to say, hey, is this happening? Is this working correctly? He has no idea what he's doing right now.
I do.
Get out.
I'll click one. So I can make sure it works.
Don't fucking tell me what to do. Go, get out.
Okay.
Get out right now.
Yes, sir.
Chris Scopo. Flow Ruiner.
You get you're honorarily Chris Scopo. The worst person in podcasting. That's who you're honorarily Chris Scopo now, who will be at Skankfest South, by the way. Welcome to the Realist Podcast. We'll edit that all out and make it sound good.
I could listen to that for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah. Right? Dylan, you're going to edit that all out? I bet he doesn't, everyone. I bet he forgets to edit it all out. The most fucked up part is I'm going to tell him not to edit it out, and it's going to look like he fucked up. But what are you doing?
Wow.
What is happening today?
Usually, I wouldn't be on your side. usually I would say, hey, you came in hot.
I did come in hot. I was running late today already, obviously, and that gets me in a bad mood.
Sure, you're on Jamaican time still.
I am on Jamaican time, man. Feeling very good, feeling very tan. I have a lot to talk about today. I want to inspire my fucking listeners, okay? But how could they be inspired by this? If I don't fire Dylan, there's no way to inspire them. Like, on this show right now. Damn it. I might have to fire Dylan from the show today. That was too many mistakes. I want somebody that wants to check and make sure that everything is good. You didn't check anything, Dylan. This wasn't even plugged in. My sound effect board wasn't even plugged in.
Notorious!
How am I supposed to do that? Very unprofessional. Welcome to the Realize Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, back from Jamaica. I leave for a week and my entire fucking studio falls apart. It's a goddamn nightmare. International superstar Zach Amico is here. What's up, son?
How you doing, buddy?
Chilling, man. I've been better.
Your trip looked like a lot of fun. I was happy for you.
It did. It was a lot of fun. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to inspire everyone out there to fucking forget all their bills and all their responsibilities and take a villa trip to Jamaica and rent a villa, because that's what you need to do. Your rent, you'll figure out your rent. Okay.
The villa is Jamaican for slave.
Yes, you do get slaves, which is pretty incredible. We're going to talk about that. My aunt really leaned into the slave ownership role. I really loved that. But first, let's introduce our guests. Ladies and gentlemen, very funny comedian Matt Ritter joins the show.
Guys?
First time on the show.
Yeah, I'm
what's
excited,
up, doggy?
Yeah, yeah.
You've gorgeous
been to the,
eyes.
Been to the studio. But
yeah, I saw you were on SDR show.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
That it's
up,
an okay show.
Up
that's
to the
not,
majors here. We bumped me
yeah,
up.
Yeah, this show's a big deal.
Got
SDR
the call
shows,
up.
You know.
Got the call up, baby.
It's fine for boomers, as yeah. they say. Fucking Ralph Sutton and Big J Ogerson just yeah. really, really fucking just nailing the whole. We're gonna get a porn star on here, and yeah. we're gonna fucking listen to her talk.
Yeah,
1993, oof. The podcast.
Wow. That's such a better name than the SDR show. 1993, the podcast.
Maybe they could put that in colon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they really should. Very happy to have you, and then also I believe for the first time on this show as well. The great,
sir.
The legendary Don Jameson joins the show.
Louis J., what's happening?
What's up, baby boy?
You know, just out there plugging my album, being a whore,
good.
Like we all are.
You got a new album.
Yeah, Denim and Laughter, out today.
Beautiful. Listen to me. Go download the album right now. Go buy it on iTunes, okay? Let them know that you heard them on the Real Ass Podcast. And click right now. Just do it, guys. It's fucking $10. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? You're going to spend that much on a fucking half a blunt in the next day. So go support Don, one of the fucking best, been around for a long time, and doing fucking just real ass comedy, doesn't give a fuck, doesn't really give a shit.
No.
Let me know what you guys thought. Make sure you guys leave him a review, do all that stuff. It really does help out the album sales, get him in the fucking number one position, which you know, it's stupid. It doesn't really matter on iTunes, but it's just a little fucking badge of honor that we feel.
Yeah, kind of, man. You know, you think about the chart stuff, but I'm old school, man. I know I'm never going to be trending.
Yeah.
You know, I got El Camino sideburns. I have a wallet chain. I listen to the same music I've been listening to since the early 80s.
Yeah.
Nothing about me is ever going to be trending.
No, there'll be a nostalgic moment for you.
Yeah. Honestly, when Big J leaves, you should be a part of 1993, the podcast.
That's a little too far forward for me. That's when they do the 83 podcast.
Yeah.
I'll be ready.
Look, we do have an incredible show planned today. Maybe should I put on some Main Street? Let's get some Main Street on to calm me down. See how long that fucking takes this goddamn team. We'll do plugs over Main Street. How about that?
Yeah. Excellent. Oh, by the way, can we have his album only number one till Monday? Because mine comes out.
Yours comes out of Monday. Well, beautiful. We'll get you guys both to number one. You guys can compete.
Exactly.
Matt Ritter's album comes out of Monday. Actually, let's get these plugs going. Give me a little Main Street so I feel a little bit better. This is a song I play when I'm in a mood.
I remember standing on the corner at midnight.
All right.
I just saw him, man.
Right.
At the Garden.
Yeah? How was it?
Amazing.
Who else was there? Somebody else somebody saw see here at the Garden.
Florentine.
Yeah. Yeah, it was...
74, still killing it, man.
Yeah, dude. This song is the one that makes me feel like if I'm in a mood, just put this on. It just kind of brings me back down. Lets me know everything's going to be okay. Dylan, just tell me, Dylan, why don't you learn how to at least stroke my ego and be like, hey, dude, you're back. It's the first time I'm working with you. I'm a little bit nervous. Your presence sort of gets me a little bit anxious. Learn how to fucking play the game, dude. Down on Main Street. And in a Jamaican accent today. If you're talking, it's in a Jamaican accent only. Thank you.
Man, it's great to have you back. You are a killer, man.
You sound like a vampire.
Oh, that is not. Yeah, I don't know what that was.
It was bad. Plugs. Matt Ritter, what do you got to plug, my brother?
40-year-old version coming out on iTunes Monday. I got a documentary about the history of comedy and all the dirty joke books we grew up with called Tasteless. It's out on Amazon, too.
Very cool. Very cool. Go watch that documentary. Grab his brand new album out this Monday. Don Jameson, obviously, brand new album out today. What's the name of the album one more time?
Denim and Laughter.
Denim and Laughter. Anything else to plug?
That Jameson show on Compound Media every Tuesday.
Fuck yeah. Our good friend Anthony Cumia. Love Compound Media. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics talking shit while we watch a horror movie. Tonight for Black History Month, I have Derek Gaines in watching the 2013 classic Ooga Booga.
Oh, that just sounds like you called Derek Gaines behind his back.
And oh boy, did we have fun.
You had that Ooga Booga on your show? What?
I also did not tell him what we were watching until he saw the title on the screen.
Oh boy, did he get offended?
It's a pretty good episode.
Ooga Booga is a great racial slur for a black person. Ladies and gentlemen, send us your videos of you using Ooga Booga in real life for your chance to win Skankfest. Don't do it, actually, guys. Remember we told people to play spoons and to send them the video of them playing spoons? That's where you throw a spoon at a black guy. And if you miss,
you have to go get it.
You gotta go get the spoon. Oh, shit.
That's a lose-lose.
Yeah, man. A lot of stuff coming up, guys. Obviously, me and Metzger are out on the road. The This Should End Well tour. Myself, Kurt Metzger, co-headlining all over the country tonight and tomorrow night, Arlington, Virginia at the Draft House. Never been there before. I hear amazing things. Four shows. Grab your tickets right now. I think the early shows are pretty close to being sold out. Then next weekend, Rumors Comedy Club, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Once again, myself and Metzger. And then I'm taking a little bit of a break, 3 or 4 weeks off, because guess what, bitches? Skankfest South is happening at the Secret Group, Houston, Texas. 3 full days, the number one comedy party in the world. There's nothing like it, okay? All day Friday, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. If you're lucky enough to get freestyle tickets, you get to come to the Thursday night kickoff party with very special secret surprise guests. I'm going to tell you right now, the lineup for Skankfest, there's no other lineup like the Skankfest lineup. I'm telling you right now, go to the website right now. Skankfest.net is a website. You can check out the up-to-date lineups. Obviously, we've already announced major killers like Tom Green and Todd Glass, Tim Dillon, Tony Hinchcliffe, Robert Kelly, Giannis Pappas is going to be there. Who else we got here? Fucking Andrew Schultz. Let's see. Oh, Cumia shows live. Jeff Dye is going to be there. Jessica Kirsten's coming out. Jim Norton. Jim Florentine's going to be there. Joe List. Mark Normand. Obviously, Big J. Orkerson and the Legion of Skanks. Myself and Dave Smith. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Plus the Naked Roasts. Steve Ranazzisi's coming out. Holy fuck, guys. It's a nonstop lineup. We have over 100 comedians, the best comedians in the fucking world. Dan Soder is going to be there. But we're also announcing more as we go on, guys. We just announced this morning the official roast battle from the Comedy Source coming out. Brian Moses bringing out the entire Negro Wave as well, which is going to be fucking hilarious. We're going to do some real deal, high quality roast battles. I'm hoping Zach's going to take part as well. We're going to be having, this one just announced, Nick Mullen officially joining the Skankfest lineup for Just Sunday and Bastard Radio Live with me, Tim Dillon, and Nick Mullen. And we're going to be adding so many more. We just added Andrew Santino. We just added Annie Letterman, Gina Visconti, Aaron Burke, so many. I mean, literally, go to the website right now. You'll see the fucking lineup is out of this world. 3 nights of the goddamn Comedy Jam, Kill Tony, many other specialty shows. So go do that right now. Grab your tickets. Tickets are almost sold out. I'd say we got about 75 all access passes left. That's it. We're down to the wire. We're 5 weeks out today. Don't fucking miss out. Skankfest South, Houston, Texas. Going to happen March 27th through 29th. Houston, Texas. Okay. That's it. It's a lot of plugs. Now we get to chill.
It's a monster lineup.
The lineup's crazy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
There's nothing better in the fucking world, guys. Please.
They need a laugh down there with that baseball team.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. That was too bad down there. Yeah. I don't watch baseball. Is it
the whole cheating thing?
What's the cheating thing?
The Astros.
They had a camera that could actually see all the way into the catcher's mitt what the signs they were calling, and then they would relay it, and the players would bang on garbage cans to tell the hitter what pitch was coming.
Whoa!
How long were you in Jamaica, bro?
The whole team. Yeah, the whole team. The last two weeks.
The whole team was in on it.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks they found out the Astros World Series were all partly aided by the fact that they knew every
How many
pitch.
World Series did they win?
I don't know.
One. But they hadn't won one in like 45 or 50 years.
Did they just win the World Series last year?
2017.
So this just came out.
So they, like, the manager got fired, the GM got fired, and then one of the players became the coach of the New York Mets, my team.
Yeah, me too.
Carlos Beltran. Yeah. And then they fired his ass from the Mets.
Wow.
Like a week after they announced him, they had this big press conference. You know, we're so proud to have Carlos Beltran be our manager. And then a week later. Oh, so we have a new manager, Luis Rojas.
I could have guessed that.
Yeah.
Luis Rojas. You know what? I know nothing about baseball, but I say good for them. I say where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah, I mean, baseball and cheating are kind of like...
It's stupid. It's just kind of... I don't understand why we take it so seriously. I watch mixed martial arts, and these guys get caught doing steroids, and they're trying to fucking kill each other. They're trying to take each other's heads off. There is one man versus another man. They are super athletes that are trained to fucking destroy the other person's body and to get them to break, to physically break, mentally break. It's crazy that they do steroids. They get a little slap on the wrist.
Why shouldn't they do steroids?
Yeah, I mean, right? To be honest with you, right? Exactly. Why wouldn't you?
And why wouldn't you want to watch people who are steroided up at the max of their physical ability?
Well, I think that they should just create a whole other like super heavyweight league where everyone's on
steroids.
Oh,
like the mutant league.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Where it's just fucking, it's over 265 pounds. Everyone's on steroids.
Androids.
Fucking, yeah, dude. You
grow my body parts.
You get a fucking, you get a shield and a sword.
You get a like metal gladiators. Plate, you get a metal plate in your forearm like
yeah.
Lex Luger.
Yeah, dude. I don't give a shit. Please.
You no longer have to hold a razor in your junk, you know? You
got, but in
you
baseball...
Look at this atrophied arm. I mean, I really need to be on steroids.
Yeah,
that's not
them.
A...
I took roids.
It's not a good arm.
For back pain. It was great. I was really? Jacked up.
Yeah. Really?
They injected me, and I took two cycles.
Oh, and afterwards you said, I'm going to keep it going.
Yeah, well, and this girl who I was at the office with, she was like, you need to go home. You're a little... What's going on? You're on blow? I'm like... No, she's like, well, you're on something. I'm like, actually, I'm on steroids.
You're trying to date rape her at the office. Like, what, bitch?
I had her in a headlock. She's like, what's going on, dude?
Yeah, it's aggressive. I've never done steroids. I think it would be too much for me to have to do steroids.
I bet you'd be real moody.
Yeah, I think so. I'm already a little bit moody just in life. So if I needed, plus my balls aren't great. Like my balls aren't very big. Shannon, you could tell everyone my balls. How are my balls, Shannon?
Delicious.
I think they're perfect.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Wow.
Yeah, I was hoping the roids would lift. My balls are low now.
They're hanging too low.
I was hoping it would kind of give them a little.
So half the reason you did it was just for a
ball. Yeah, it was a ball lift.
That makes sense.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, but with baseball, it's like it went to the Supreme Court when they were doing steroids, and you're like, dude, who fucking cares? Yeah. They're hitting a ball over a fence. Yeah. Who gives it? It kind of reminds me, like, we make a big deal over these really, really dumb things. Like, what's her name? The fucking Aunt Becky from
Lori Loughlin.
Did she actually go to jail? Did they put her in jail?
Yeah, I think.
Did they put her in a fucking cell?
Not yet.
She
the other one.
To a was it a month?
No, that was the other one.
Oh, Felicity.
Felicity Huffman.
She got sentenced to a month.
She's fighting it, Lori Loughlin.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, for what? For what? For fucking, who gives a shit? This college is a scam. It's all a scam. They're scamming millions of people every fucking day. Yeah. So you scam the college a little bit?
And you did it the wrong way. Instead, you're supposed to give $1 million to it.
Who fucking cares? Yeah. I don't. I can't. In my mind, I'm going, they're just guilty of being good parents.
Yeah.
They're guilty of caring about their fucking kids. Now, look, they're stupid. It's a misguided thing. They don't need to send their kids to these schools to show them that they love them. But the reality is, it's like, you'll do whatever the fuck you do for your kids. I would lie. I would cheat. I would steal for my kid. You know, none of you guys have kids.
No, but my sister just went through all kinds of crazy shit to get her 4-year-old into a school.
So your sister is a 4-year-old?
Yeah.
Oh, so
and she went nuts over it.
She takes cream pies. Fuck yeah, doggy. I love it. Oh, yeah. You heard it here first. Matt Ritter's sister loves a good fucking cream pizzle.
I don't know if anymore, but
she kicks her legs back, though. She doesn't let it drip out. She fucking kicks her legs back.
On her knees.
When we were in New York, in 20,
she makes a gulp sound with her pussy.
Sorry, Kim. If you're listening to this, I'm sorry.
By the way, I don't have any sisters.
What happens here?
It sounds like when you this reminds have a couple me, of ice with a straw in it.
By the way, this reminds me of trying to survive high school with a hot younger sister.
Oh, is she hot?
Yeah.
Oh, man. How old is she?
30. I don't know. You know, she's older. Late 30s now.
Okay,
we'll
but she, yeah, you were, how many years older were you?
A year and a half.
Okay, so you were a senior. She was fucking.
Yeah, she was 10th grade. She was 2 grades younger.
Ripe. Just the fucking.
It was brutal. I tried to fight my way out of. Getting, you know, her.
Did any of your friends bang your sister? No! Yeah. Oh, that's so brutal.
Yeah. It was brutal.
You must have been angrier than Lewis when he's late.
Flashbacks of like the pure anger that I had at that time about
it. Did you end up like losing any friends over
it? I fought one kid over it.
You fought him?
Yeah.
Why'd you fight him?
Because just insecurity. I don't really know what the reason was. He was actually a good guy. In retrospect, like, he would have been the one guy.
You courted my sister romantically.
Yeah, you brought her flowers, you son of a bitch.
I hope you punch him in his dick. Yeah,
I know. It's weird because, like, he was the one good guy that I shouldn't have gone crazy on.
Well, because he was a pussy. You're like, all right, I'll take this one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was the one guy I could take. Yeah, right. I was like, yeah, I'll go after that guy.
What did he get in math? A? Yeah. Okay. I'm going
so
after
what
him.
Did you found out they were banging, or?
No, I don't know if they were banging. I mean, it was, you know,
they
high
hooked
school.
Up. Yeah. They hooked up. Yeah. And he was your age.
Yes, yeah, so I took a swing at him at a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
like ended our friendship, and I like forbid her. I was like, I forbid you.
She's like, no, I love his cum. Stop, Matt.
Basically,
basically, knock him out and smell his fingers.
Yeah, I think
stop, Matt.
You know what you can't do? You can't.
You're gonna hurt his cum.
Yeah, you can't really threaten your younger sister to stop banging your friends. It's only gonna make it worse.
I know.
If I have any advice to give for anybody with a younger sister, don't try and double down on that.
Wow. So then
she's married to a nice Jewish boy. I don't think he throws them on her face. I don't really think he does that.
No, of course not.
Yeah. That's my belief, and I'm sticking to it.
Good for you. Good for you, Matt. All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and tell you about Infinite CBD, which is one of our incredible sponsors. I love Infinite CBD. They have the best CBD products anywhere on the market. High and pure CBD isolate. If you don't know what CBD is, it is the non-psychoactive chemical in marijuana. It does not get you high. It is designed just to help you with everything from physical pain, sore muscles, issues with sleeping, relaxing. If you guys are having anxiety, CBD could be the answer to many of your problems. They have a wide range of products from gummies, topical creams, and things you could smoke, ingest, isolate droppers, everything you need. And I'm really excited about this new product they started promoting with us, which is the Infinite CBD Big Bang Lube. That's right. And you can get the benefits of CBD while you have sex. Oh my God, sex and CBD. Who would have fucking thought?
It's like the new Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Exactly. There's no wrong way to ingest CBD.
There's definitely wrong ways to ingest CBD.
All you got to do is go to infinitecbd.com. That is infinitecbd.com. And make sure you use the promo code LUIS15 for 15% off your entire order. That's LUIS15 for 15% off your entire order. infinitecbd.com. Go do that now, motherfuckers. All right, where were we? Yeah, my sister, no offense to my sister, she listens to this show. She's not very hot. I'm not really having to worry about guys trying to throw it inside of her. I mean, Zach would probably try to fuck my sister. Zach, go throw it in my sister.
Just for the story.
Go throw it in my sister. Why not?
Your sister's married with a child.
Whatever, dude.
I respect the sanctity of her marriage.
Yeah, well, she's a fucking nightmare. I took my entire family to Jamaica for a little four-day holiday little trip. I had a great time. I'm happy to be back, though. I think 4 days is the perfect amount of time. One more day would have been just a little bit too much, you know. And what happens every time I go out of town, I start to just fuck. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna exercise, I'm gonna eat right the whole time, and then day one, boom, goes out the window. I brought two boxes of Girl Scout cookies with me, and by the time we landed at Jamaica, they were gone. They were just gone. So I got to fucking feel good now. Now that I'm back, I have a mental reset, which is nice. But I'll tell you right now, man, something has changed with Jamaica, which people do not know this. And I've talked about this many a times. Have you guys been to Jamaica before?
Mm-hmm. So, years ago.
For like a one day, like on a cruise.
Yeah.
I did high school like trip.
Yeah. So I've gone to Jamaica 5 times now. And everyone knows I'm all about that villa life. Have your own slaves. You have your own grounds. It's fucking just incredible. But the weed in Jamaica sucks dick. It's always sucked dick. It's just, you know, dirt that you get on the beach from some guy. They just started opening fucking dispensaries.
Shakalaka.
They just started opening dispensaries in Jamaica. So you can actually find really good weed in Jamaica. Jamaica is now a perfect nation. Jamaica is now a perfect nation. I will challenge anyone. The number one country in the world officially is now Jamaica. Okay?
Okay.
There's no problems. If you're gay, they're going to fucking try to kill you. If you're gay, really? Yeah, no, it's not good. They will fucking, they'll beat you to death with a rock if you're gay. But beyond that, you know, it's a pretty perfect goddamn nation. And there's places in this country that'll beat you to death for being gay. So who are we to cast
and
judgment?
Most of those places do not have good weed.
Exactly. Right. Right. Exactly. Or Jamaican music. So, but yeah, now it's it. I'm going to go. I want to buy property there so fucking badly. It's my favorite place on earth. Where's your favorite place to go in the world, Don?
Oh, man. I don't know, man.
You'd be one place right now. You snap your fingers. A genie comes out. It's a Don Jameson. Where do you want to be? Inside of Matt Ritter's sister. We all want to be there. Besides there. Besides inside of those
I think
warm
she's
going to
find this flattering, by the
she's
way.
She's going to fucking
she's
love
married,
it,
you know, she's married with two kids that there are guys talking about her in a sexual way. I think she's going to find it flattering.
I think Vegas, man, honestly.
Wow,
because
Vegas?
I think,
that's
like,
his calm, serene place.
Yeah. Well, no, because I don't gamble. I don't go to fucking massage parlors for happy endings. I don't go to prostitutes. I just,
so
but
why
I like,
Vegas?
But I like to be around all that stuff.
He's like, dude, I love IHOP. I hate pancakes. Breakfast food makes me sick.
But you know what I mean. I like just be around.
I like
to be
the culture
around all that
of Vegas.
Stuff.
Just the culture.
Yeah. So you like all of the things that are annoying to everybody else about Vegas. Like everybody.
No,
else,
that's why everybody goes to Vegas.
You like watching people act obnoxious. Vegas isn't very obnoxious.
You're a cultural observer.
I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go
that's
with that.
That's what you like about it.
That does make sense. Yeah. What about you, Matt? Where's your favorite place in the world?
I got a couple. I would say in California, Santa Barbara, because I live in L.A. That's kind of our getaway.
Oh, you're an L.A. guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm from here, but I've been out there a decade now.
You're
so
from Jersey.
Long Island.
Okay. I was going to say you have
same
a Jersey
thing.
Fucking vibe. This kid, he's...
I'm Jersey. He's Long Island.
I don't know if that's... I don't know how I feel about that from Long Island.
Long Island,
kind of like
it's the same shit.
It's the same. It's not like... You know, but you always have that kind of thing, like Long Island people are like, oh, Jersey, fuck that.
It's a lateral move.
It's a lateral. Fully
exactly.
Lateral.
It's
fully,
all the same shit.
And nobody from Jersey ever goes to the island
right.
unless it's a paying gig.
Right.
And nobody from the island comes
to
Jersey.
We're fully both the same.
Yeah, I couldn't, because I grew up in Rockland County, New York, which is definitely more like Jersey. It borders Jersey.
Yeah.
So I can never imagine moving to Long Island.
Yeah.
I can imagine moving to Jersey, upstate, semi-downstate, you know, that area. But Long Island, it seems like a foreign world to me, even though it's the exact same horseshit.
So that's how everybody on Long Island feels about Jersey, too.
Yeah.
It's funny, because a lot of my friends who are married, it's like, oh, their wife was from Jersey, or the wife was from Long Island, and that's where you end up. And it's like, oh, you just ended up in this super foreign place to you. It's weird.
I'd rather go to Rockland County than go out to the island.
Yeah.
Then go to Ronkonkoma.
Yeah. Oh, I got married in
Montauk,
I could
just go up to the park. I go up the parkway all the way north, and you're in Rockland County.
Yeah.
You know, you go to Long Island, everything. It's 16 different highways. Take the northern state to the southern state to the Montauk. I'm like, forget it.
I dispute this.
The suburbs are like, as I'm getting older, I weirdly kind of want to move my kid to the suburbs. It's just sort of like having a house, having a backyard, having a car. You know, I come back to New York, you know, just the extreme of going from Jamaica to New York. And it's like, I rented this place in Jamaica. It's this big, huge villa, 2 floors, 3 bedrooms, 3 baths. It's all this space, very sprawled out. And everything's so cheap. You're like, God damn, it's great. And then you come back to New York and my rent is so expensive. And I live in actually a pretty big apartment, all things considered. Like, I have a 2-bedroom, 2-bath, but it's so tight. What I could get, we've talked about this before on the show, what I can get in New Jersey, I could have a fucking house, like a huge house in New Jersey for the exact same amount of money that I have, that I pay.
That's what I did.
It's crazy.
I bought it. I went to a realtor. He laughed at me. He's like, I can maybe get you a studio at the very tip of the Bronx for that much money. I said, I could buy a 3-story house on the beach in Jersey. He goes, you should do that.
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Yeah. That's the problem, is though, I have a kid and my son's mother, we co-parent. I can't be away from my son. So I have to, you know, even being across town, because when I first moved out from her, I moved to East Harlem and she was in Central Harlem. And just that extra 15 minutes makes such a big difference in terms of, like, just popping in and, you know, having a snack, or just taking him to the park for an hour because I have the, you know, the time. So I don't want to do that. So I have to kill her boyfriend, I think.
You know, that's a thing, right? I mean, did you see that guy who got killed over the co-parenting thing in Florida?
Did that happen?
Yeah, he got killed because his wife wanted to move and he wouldn't let her. And so her brother hired somebody to have him killed. This was in Florida, of course.
Wow.
Yeah. He was a law professor down there.
That's funny. So the wife wanted to move, and he was like, no.
He was like, no, I want to be near my son.
Of course.
And she was like, no. And then she told her brother about it. It sounds like she actually allegedly wasn't in on it. Like, she didn't get charged with murder, but all the other people did.
Why would her brother give a fuck enough?
Loves his sister. Like, I love my sister.
That's true. Would you do that for
loyalty?
Your sister?
Oh, definitely.
Hell yeah. You kill her husband.
Yeah, definitely.
Cream pie Ritter, of course.
Come on, dude. Are you kidding me?
Now that you put her cream pie in his head, he's,
I mean, come
he's
on.
All fucked up.
Yeah.
You know she took at least 2 of them.
Yeah. No, I have another family member that tried to do that, tried to move her kids to from D.C. to Connecticut. And the judge almost, like, put her, I don't know if he was going to put her in jail, but he was like, you can't.
So you can, because that was... that was always something that would really worry me. Like, my son's mother, back when it wasn't good, and right. it was, like, a little volatile, that was, like, a looming sort of threat yeah. of, like, well, I can move him away to my family. Can't. In the middle. So you, oh, they can't.
No.
God unless damn it, I wish I wasn't such an ignorant spick.
They can't I'm do like, that.
Yeah, yeah, bitch, I'll put you in fucking jail. Are you crazy?
If you guys have joint custody and you're not a horrific father, yeah. objectively,
yeah.
they can't do that. So no. so this woman, my cousin, tried to do that, and the court was like, no, you have to move back.
Wow.
To the DC area.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. I mean, look, the reality is no matter what, you should always be trying to have both parents in the kid's life,
yeah.
you know? And luckily, me and my son's mother, we never got volatile enough where we had to get the courts involved. We never had to go and figure out like custody. We just did it on our own. We currently do it on our own. And, you know, I don't want to say we're lucky. Like, you know, we made a decision. You know, we had our issues. We definitely were volatile when we were together and the first year that we broke up. But you kind of hear that. It's like, how do you not, for the fucking kid's sake, want to have the father or the mother? Unless the father or the mother is a piece of shit, you know, unless it's a real piece of shit. Because I do say that. I judge people a lot where I'm like, oh, how could that father not be in the kid's life? But then I think about some ex-girlfriends that I've dated where if I got them pregnant, I'm like, there's no fucking way. There's no way I'm being in that kid's life. That fucking right. crazy bitch. Are you nuts?
Yeah.
No way. I couldn't do it. So I guess... because my son's mother is fucking sane, I don't have as much of an issue.
You got 50-50?
We do. He sleeps at my place 3 nights a week, her place 4 nights a week. And but he comes over my house in the afternoons and the nights that he's not sleeping over. So it's like I'm with him essentially every day for at least a few hours, which is more than most parents are. Most parents are 9-to-5 jobs. They come home, they have dinner, the kid goes to bed.
Yeah.
We have a pretty cool arrangement because I work for myself. She, you know, she works part-time. She invests, you know, money that she has. And, yeah, it's pretty cool. But, yeah, she's got a boyfriend now. You know,
you got to deal with that.
I'm fine. At this point, I'm truly okay with the boyfriend and him being in his life in the capacity that he is.
Teach him how to dance, play basketball.
Yeah, you know, fucking how to get his sneakers down off the telephone pole.
Bird noises when the cops are around.
You know, you don't got to pay for all those movie tickets. You just got to buy one ticket. Let me show you how, James. Yeah, no, he's a really good guy, actually. And my son fucking loves him. And it's an adjustment for him as well, because I took my son's mother and my son and my entire family on this vacation. And I'm sure he's not happy with her going on of it, you know, and that's sort of an adjustment as well. Because I remember when me and my ex, we would have these, not her, but my ex after her, we would have these conversations where she'd be like, you're going away with your son's mother. And it's a weird thing, but I always stand by this. It's like, if we can get along to the place where my son can experience a vacation with both of us, he should be able to do that. And we should all put our egos aside and any of the other bullshit. My son's mother is also the most trustworthy person in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the sweetest woman in the world. Just not a cheater. Not somebody that would have to worry. Like, not a liar. Like, just so... maybe
some opposites attract.
Yeah, it's true. but yeah, the whole experience was fucking incredible.
But you really do, Jamaica. Like, me getting off for 3 hours off a cruise ship and going to the first beach bar, that's not really Jamaica. No. Although, you know, you get accosted every 3 seconds by, you know, braiding the hair, weed, whatever, coke. And I the only person I've ever seen any of these guys make him run away was Jim Florentine.
Oh, really? Why?
Because we were on this rock cruise together and we got off. And, you know, he's just brutal with people. So guys are like, hey, so you want some smoke? Want some smoke? And Jim, you know, with that voice, he's like, you got Marlboros? The guy goes, no, smoky smoke. He goes, yeah, I smoke Marlboros. You got cigarettes? He goes, no, weed, man. He goes, no, you got Marlboro Red? And he just wouldn't let up on the guy, and the guy just finally threw his hands up and just walked off.
Yeah,
you're the only guy who can dissuade a drug dealer from a sale.
Yeah, they know how to get you. They know the tourist ports. They jump right on you. I was, I rent a little private thing. There's not as many of... you know, the swindlers out there, but you still get caught in a little bit. But I appreciate it. If somebody can get me... All right, so here's what they do. They'll have like a little fucking statue, right? And they'll be like, oh, hey, what's your name? And you'll be like, Lewis. And they'll start carving your name into it. And then they go, oh, yeah, here you go. This is for you. I'm like, well, I don't want that.
You got to buy it.
Well, now you got to buy it.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
You didn't?
No.
So
no,
they'll like, find
another. That sucks. You better find another Lewis, motherfucker.
They got to find mind.
So here's the thing. The reality is like, my son wanted a turtle. He wanted this little wooden turtle, and I would have paid $10 for the turtle. But don't fucking carve my name into it and try to get me, motherfucker. Just tell me how much turtle costs and then let me buy it from you.
Yeah, it's a little weird to start the work before the contract has been signed.
Yeah,
but well, that's like Virgil, the guy that used to come out with Million Dollar Man.
Yeah.
He does that at conventions. Like when you walk by, he signs your name. What's your name? And he writes your name real quick on the 8x10 and goes, that'll be $40.
Wow.
He's like famous for
Virgil it. Virgil sells CDs in Times Square?
Virgil set up a booth selling autographs in the Times Square subway station.
No.
And it said, the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase, and Virgil. And it was just him by himself.
But where's the Million Dollar Man?
He doesn't come.
Wow.
Million Dollar Man got busted, or his charity got busted this week for while you were gone. Embezzling $2 million in taxpayer money, his Christian charity. Him and his son.
That sounds right. That checks out.
Him and his son got busted.
That checks out.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even know Ted DiBiase was still alive. Every wrestler, you could guess they're alive 50. Or dead.
Yeah, if they're over 50.
They're dead or Christian.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a Christian charity, never categorize it as a Christian charity, because that's an immediate red flag.
Yeah.
You know they're embezzling.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and talk about Ridge Wallet. I'm telling you right now, I've been talking about Ridge Wallet for a long time on this show. You probably have an old, clunky, shitty wallet in your back pocket made of cow's leather, made of some old fucking crappy stuff that your
like
grandma...
Like the boomer you are.
Come on, boomer. Get with the fucking program, okay? Ridge Wallet makes an amazing front pocket wallet, minimalist product, or minimalist front wallet pocket. Minimalist front pocket wallet that comes in titanium, carbon fiber, aluminum, and over a dozen different styles. It is the coolest wallet you'll ever have. I'm telling you right now, it's the size of a credit card. You slide all of your cards right into it. It either has a strap or it has a money clip attached. But check this out. They just sent me a brand new... I'm really excited about this product. This is the Ridge... Shane, you got to pull this up on the screen so they can see this. This is the Ridge Wallet cell phone case. This is for my iPhone 11, or this is the 11 case. It actually fits on the 10. I have the 10, and this is the iPhone 11 case. So I know it also fits on the iPhone 10 as well, but you put all your cards right there. It's leather. It's really, really cool. I have everything I need right here. I have my Metro card. I have my credit card, my laundry card, my fucking... that's it. That's, and a little bit of cash right here. And it's in my cell phone case, so I don't need to carry anything else. This product right here is my favorite thing that they've offered, because I carry my cell phone no matter what, as it is, and I carry my wallet. I can't lose either one of them. If I lose either one of them, I'm in a lot of fucking trouble. So now I have it all in one place. You can get these right now if you go to ridge.com/real, ridge.com/REAL, or use the code REAL in the link in the description. Ridge Wallet is the coolest gift you can get for anybody. If you have a friend or family member with a birthday coming up, this is the gift to get them. Ridge.com/real. Use that code real. All right, let's get back into it. I didn't pay attention to anything that was going on in the news. When you travel as well, that's what happens. Is you just sort of like you time travel as well. I'm not looking at my phone. I'm not looking at the fucking goings-ons in the world. There's been major world events that have happened when I'm away and I'm coming back. I'm like, whatever.
By the way, can we talk about, I think it was really funny that you were harassing Chase for like an actual honorable thing. Like you were like the when you were tweeting about how they screwed you on the withdrawals. I feel like every other comic who's ever had that happen, it's usually like in Vegas, like, oh, I took out 500 for an escort. And now the 8-ball's coming. I need another 500.
I know.
Well, I want to actually do something.
Well, I've been there before and they fucking up my limit when I have to get drugs or hookers.
Right. That's
but now when I want to fucking bring my child.
You should have said, hey, I've got a hooker coming.
Here's what happened. It was the second to last day. I want to go to the ATM machine, tip out all the Villa staff, pay my driver for the week. It was a few $100. I needed like $700 or $800. And I found out that day that I had a $500 limit without thinking, ATM limit. Now, I had another day. It wasn't actually an emergency. Yeah. I just wanted to go to the ATM machine in one sitting. So I called up Chase. Now I'm on the phone with Chase for a half an hour. And I'm like, I'm wasting my fucking last day. I'm getting annoyed. So then I'm making up details to them. I'm like, yeah, my driver's waiting right now. He's like, we have to go to the airport. We're going to miss our flight. I'm with a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old. I'm now the story that I'm giving Chase is like, oh, well, up his fucking limit a few $100. Yeah. It's his money. He's got enough money in his bank account. And they're like, nope, nothing we can do. I'm going like, there's a child here. She's crying. Yeah. I was like, she's crying. I'm like, tell him
she wants a turtle.
Yeah.
Give me some money.
I need to buy this guy a turtle.
It already has my name on it. It's been carved.
Yeah. And then they wouldn't do it. So then I just started tweeting at them that I was being kidnapped.
It's hilarious. Because usually it's like, no, there's a gun to my head. The second escort is here. I fell asleep. Yeah. There's a second escort. Can you up the limit? And they usually will do it.
It's kind of crazy that there's ATM limits at all. I mean, and I called the bank before I left, told them I was leaving the country. you know, whatever. I assume
good whores have the square on their phone.
Right,
now.
Yeah,
you
know,
they'll
gotta have the
they'll
square.
They'll take a credit card.
They gotta take the credit card.
Yeah.
Gotta take the square.
Yeah, I feel like if I was a whore, I wouldn't take that because my scam mind immediately goes, I can fucking call my bank and then, you know.
Deny, oh, like have it.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, my card was stolen.
Right.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Right.
Or the when they
it's not like
the
whores. It's not like the whores are connecting. It's not like it's a fucking hotel where you have a review and it's like they know who you are. It's like, no,
you don't have Yelp ratings.
These are stupid whores. These bitches can barely figure out a
you should always call your bank and refund that.
Yeah. How's anyone paying for whores? That's crazy.
Do it on your Amex. You can always get a refund on the Amex.
Yeah, I Shannon told me before I got in some heartbreaking news. I feel like you love this news.
I don't love it.
You love it.
I thought about you as soon as I found out.
This is fucking brutal.
I want to show the post.
Show the post.
Whores have gone cashless. What is it?
Show the post.
Who is that?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Natalie Cuomo.
They're engaged.
She's engaged.
Sorry, Lewis.
End of an era.
Mm.
End of an era.
I mean,
liked.
I liked it. Oh yeah, I liked it. It was sarcastic. There's no way to sarcastically like it. That's.
Well, it would be weird if I liked every picture but this one.
Yeah, that'd be great.
What the fuck? Who gets engaged? Why would she do that? She's so young. What the fuck is going on here?
I'm wondering if maybe all of your talking about her is what made this happen. Oh. Like he kept hearing it and he's like, let me lock this down.
He probably did. I would have locked it down too, but I would just cream pie her. That's what happened to Maddie's sister.
Yeah. No ring.
That cream pie. Got a fucking.
You never put a ring on it. Gotta hit him.
Got a ring inside of her pussy from all that cream pie filling up. Got a cream pie ring.
She's gonna love this whole podcast. This is great. Yeah, so flattering.
Yeah. So this is it. I mean, it was great having her on while she was on.
Hey, she was a great guest. A lot of great memories, great bits.
Why would she even advertise that? Why would she even fucking
basically?
This is a eulogy.
Basically dead.
Yeah. You know what? She was great. If I was her, I would have kept that hidden from the public.
I used to have her on my show. It's gonna suck to not have her on my show because there's no hot girls who like rock music. You know, she was one, but it's sad to see her go.
It is sad to see her go. All right, so go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, in memoriam, Natalie Cuomo. Dylan, just play a video of your dumb face instead, just acting awkwardly. I will
Can we see how many unfollows we can get on her all at once?
What a shame.
I'm going to unfollow her.
Unfollow her right now.
Let's all do it. Yeah. The rest in peace.
RIP 2020 to 2020. We loved her.
Wow. She'll be back.
No, block She'll her. Back, Ban her from the studio until she's divorced. Put it on the board, Shannon. I'm dead ass. She's banned from Guest Digital until she's divorced. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Who does that? She was so hot. Why would she do that to herself?
Got to look at it from his point of view.
This is how her grandfather responded to her tattoos.
See his point of view.
Why would she do this? Why would she do this, Shannon? Did you talk to her before she said yes?
No, I didn't.
I bet he just surprised her.
Yeah. And I was looking through like his Instagram posts a little bit.
Yeah.
And he seems to be really like head over heels in love with her.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Yeah, but when people do that, the head over heels, like there's something a little weird about going too far on Instagram.
He's probably cheating.
Yeah, exactly. Probably cheating, but also the surprise engagement's a little weird. It's like you cornered that person into a life decision.
That's true.
How old is she? I already carved your name into the ring. You gotta take it.
What?
28, I think.
Yeah. He didn't even give her a ring. He gave her some fucking dumb piece from his motorcycle to put on her finger. She loved it. She's like, baby, ooh, look, it's a fucking
piece of your kickstand.
Ride with me forever.
Yeah.
It's the fucking carburetor ring, baby. Yay. Fucking asshole. I'm sorry. I love him. He's great. Natalie, I'm sorry. I didn't even hear this. I don't mean to say anything bad about your fucking stupid fiance. You're supposed to be mine. So many plans. It was just a countdown until she was going to break up with this guy.
He felt that a little.
Of course.
He's like, gotta go ring shopping.
You gotta wife that chick up.
Yeah.
She'll be back.
I think so.
Like every band that does a farewell tour, they always come back.
That's true.
She'll be like Motley Crue. Give her like 3-4 years, she'll be back.
fucking used.
The fake farewell tour.
Just fucking 20 years past
fucking
her prime.
Vince Neil cameo. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Vince Neil did a cameo for $300, nice. And he's wasted and can't speak.
That's awesome.
Like, he can't pronounce the person's name.
Let's see it. I would love to see it.
But that's what I'd want from Vince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cameo, they got into trouble, too. Didn't they just accidentally leak a bunch of, like, supposed to be private videos? Like, so I guess you could choose if your video is private or not private on Cameo.
I didn't know that.
Which I've trashed Cameo. If either of you guys are on Cameo, I don't even tell me. I trash it all the time. I'm sorry. I have no respect for Cameo or any of its users or people who are on it. I know I have friends that are on it. I say this to their face. Cameo is an evil company that is middlemanning our relationship with our fans.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to say happy birthday to your fans, go fucking say happy birthday to your fans, dude. They're gonna buy a t-shirt. They're gonna buy a fucking ticket. They take advantage of this thing that's not real, right? So if you're a fan of Don Jameson, let's say I'm a dude, I'm like, I like Don Jameson, he's great, I want to buy his album, it's awesome. And then your girlfriend's like, oh, he loves Don Jameson, I'm going to go buy him a secret message from Don Jameson. This guy's like, that's some gay shit.
Yeah.
I don't want a fucking message from some fucking dude. Like, yeah, dude, I like your shit. Don't fucking message me like a fucking weirdo. It's psychotic. Nobody's buying it for themselves. It's just this not real market that they created. And look, I respect the hustle. It's a little bit of a scam. But I just feel like you're taking advantage of your fan base, and it's not even taking advantage of your fan base. It's taking advantage of like your fan base's friends that don't fucking know any better. Mm-hmm. So I hate it. So apparently a bunch of videos that were supposed to be private went to the public feed and people are freaking out about it.
Was there anything juicy? I mean, was there like
nothing really? It was just stupid shit.
Plus they make you say weird shit that you don't know you're saying, like Nazi stuff, or a credo for some
well,
I'd
say that's half of it is like, you know, it's like, watch, dude, I'm gonna make him say the N-word,
right? Yeah, that's gotta be the appeal for a lot of people.
Yeah, good. Shannon, what do we have? Vince Neil, let's see. Vince Neil's drunken awesome. Birthday,
right? It's titled,
you know, happy 40th
for
birthday
Derek.
To Derek, okay.
What is this? What? Skunked.
Hey, Decker, this is Vince Neil.
It's like Brian Redman.
I want to say happy birthday, brother. This is actually from Christian, Mom, Ethan, and Blake. So keep on rocking, Shad the Devil, and dude.
You're still saying names of Motley Crue songs. Dr. Feelgood. King Summer.
Okay, the first thing I want to note is that he holds the camera with way too much headroom, like every other old man.
Like Dylan is fucking producing his video.
It's amazing.
Like every dad's first Facebook profile picture, where they're just at the bottom of the frame looking into the camera.
Yeah, that's.
I paid for Cameo twice.
That was for $300.
For my sister-in-law, I knew she would love it. I got Chris Harrison from The Bachelor to be like, "Fucking, I choose."
Dude, can we get a cameo from your sister?
She's not on
Cream Pie View.
I'll get her a private.
Can we get your sister on OnlyFans?
I don't know what that is.
That's like a porn chick site.
Yeah.
Right.
Exclusive. I paid Mr. Belding to come to my friend's bachelor party a couple of years before Cameo.
Really?
Yeah.
How much was that?
$3,000.
Wow.
Yeah. And it wasn't just me. It was all of us.
It was just a hang.
That Mr. Belding gets $3,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was.
Mr. Belding cleans
up. You thought
up.
He was going to do less or more?
No, I thought he'd get way less than that. I think if you get him for like,
you know, Jenna
bucks.
Jameson would have shit on your friend's chest for $3,000.
Yeah, we've already done that. We wanted, you know, it was like, this was the last time
a world famous porn star to actually carry to term a child from your best friend.
Instead, we were like, let's hang out with Mr. Belding.
It's crazy,
dude. He cleans up at those like conventions and shit.
Yeah.
So hold on, is that like a website that you can do? Is you like book a celebrity?
No. I went to. I for some reason my buddy was obsessed with
I went to Bayside High.
I went to Bayside. He was there.
I found out
that he was throwing out first pitches to minor league games for money. So I was like, if he's doing that,
there's a number.
Yeah, there's a number.
Everybody's got a price.
No, but he said no. His manager guy said
that
no.
They've got to pay. Bam, down goes $1 million man. Bam, here's Virgil just sitting there fucking smoking crack while he's counting money. God, sorry. What were you saying?
So his manager was like no, and then I was like, well, my friend's an executive at Comedy Central, so maybe want to check with Belding again. Nice. And then he called me back like 60 seconds later, like, he's in.
Nice.
Yeah, he'll do it.
So one of your buddies in the party was an exec.
Yeah.
Nice.
He was the bachelor.
Oh, he was the bachelor. So it was like, very nice.
I paid Screech $10 to give me a dirty Sanchez, so
you should have gotten Screech. More affordable. It was cheaper.
Yeah, you guys could have gangbanged Lisa Turtle for $800.
Yeah.
With ease.
There's other bachelor parties. Yeah. There's more bachelor parties.
Zach's bachelor party, we just hired a bunch of fucking disgusting fat Dominican hookers. And they just pretended to dance in the corner of the room until somebody would give them money. All of our friends were just too much of pussies. They were like grabbing her hands, being like, hit us, nigga.
I believe the quote, the one girl said to him, goes, all these niggas is gay. They didn't even touch our pussies. And then Lewis runs through the party and goes, you can touch their pussy. And all revering it. I have news from the north.
Did nobody know that you can touch their
pussies? Like, yo, you niggas not even touching our pussies. What are you gay?
Yeah, what is going on there?
You better touch our pussies.
Yeah.
So
the one girl is covered in burns.
In what?
Burns.
That's sexy. That's very sexy.
There was the one girl.
I find that extremely sexy.
The one girl, she had braces. She was the oldest one there.
That's the sexiest, actually.
It was horrible.
I love that.
Hey, I gotta run, man. Sorry.
You gotta run.
Sorry to break up the flow.
Don's gotta go jerk off now. All the sexy talk.
I'm gonna go touch some pussies.
Guys, one more time. Denim and Laughter, new album, yep. Don Jameson.
Brand
new.
Don there Jameson, you're the fucking man. Dude. Thank you so much, dude.
Thanks, Lewis, man. Appreciate being on, man. Zach. Mike,
we should start playing albums on the network during certain times, just like a stream of it. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'll leave it.
Let's do it, please. There you go. Yeah, yeah.
Play it in its entirety.
Let's do it. Let's do a fucking, maybe after this, we'll play it in its entirety. How much fun is that? That'd be cool. Go buy the album, guys.
Thank you, brother.
All right, thank you very much. John Jameson. God, I hate that guy. Fucking asshole. Nah, Don's the man. Don's the man. Let's see. Wait, is there an issue with the Dolphin Cove in Jamaica that I went to? Is that what that was? There a documentary about dolphins raping and killing people?
They did.
Shit?
There was something
the
about
the cove.
Like, I know that there was something about dolphins.
I think there's something the cove.
Look up a dolphin documentary, maybe called The Cove. I wonder if it's about the same place because we had a great old time at this place.
But I thought you had your story up of James getting to stand up on the dolphin and then you doing it, and I just pictured the dolphin like lifting James and then seeing you and being like, fuck. Like the Flintstones, like, it's a living.
Dude, those fucking those dolphins are strong, dude. Holy shit. Have you ever pet a dolphin?
Yeah.
No. Dude, they're fucking
I don't know if I did in Jamaica, one of those Caribbean places.
Yeah, dude. You just fucking they're like silk. They're fucking but it's just like a big moving muscle. Yeah. They haven't really tried to play it. Let's see.
Why is it only PG-13 if it's about somebody getting raped by a dolphin?
But I do want to say that we try to do the story legally.
There it is. A little town with a really big secret.
Oh, no, this is so Japanese, bizarre. The Cove.
Oh, what's going on?
They're killing dolphins.
When we first got in the country, we had no idea who was following us.
You think they know we're here?
It's dolphins in the hotel.
The dolphin in a trench coat and a fedora, smoking a cigarette, coming out of the darkness.
And by the way, do you know that they make those sounds out of the holes in the top of their head?
I did not know that
sound,
not their mouth. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Shannon, do you know that? And they don't chew; they just swallow.
Wait, do they make any sounds out of their mouth? They make all their sounds out of
all their
head?
Sounds are to the back of the top of their head.
I feel like they like open their mouth when
Shannon,
they're doing it.
Shannon, yes, haven't you not fucking just completely blatantly disrespect me when I just fucking said what it was?
But is that really? Are you making it up or
look
true?
It up? Okay. Look it up right now. Look it up. Go ahead. I want you to pull it up on the screen. Go ahead. Fucking Shannon disrespecting me on my own show. Can you believe this, Matt?
It's unbelievable.
Wait, read it out loud, Shannon.
Toothed whales can produce sounds using their larynx as well as specialized air sacs near the blowhole. The larynx is used to produce whistles while the air sacs are used to produce high-frequency echolocation signals. Dolphins produce sounds by passing air through air sacs in their head.
Huh.
They also said larynx, though. No, you're right.
Yeah,
that's fascinating.
That's, yeah, it's not, no, they said whatever whale does it with their larynx.
Toothed whales.
Yeah, toothed whale.
That's a dolphin.
No, a toothed whale is not a dolphin.
I think it is.
Google it. Is a toothed whale a dolphin? Let's see, Shannon.
I don't think so.
Let's see. Let's see. How does this feel? How does it feel? Come on, Shannon.
Yes, they are. Tooth
whales.
Oh. Oh, boy.
They include dolphins, porpoises, and other whales possessing
a dolphin
teeth.
Is a whale?
Yeah, I
guess. Yeah. So. Just Google, do whales make sounds out of the top of their head,
yes,
or with their
right.
mouths?
No, you're right. You were right.
The thing said dolphins sacs. Use the air sacs by their blowhole.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're right.
Which is new info.
It's fascinating.
Yeah. This is exciting.
It is fascinating. Exciting it learning. Is very fascinating.
Wait, Lou, what made you think there was something shady about the dolphin place?
Nothing made me think there was anything shady.
Well, didn't you just ask us, though? Is there something?
Well, people were tweeting at me being like, oh, yeah, dude, that's fucking horrible. You know, they're hurting dolphins, I'm sure. And I was like, I don't know, dude, those dolphins seem pretty cool. And they were talking about how the dolphin life expectancy is like 25 years in the wild and like 50 years in captivity.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the opposite for the killer whales, right?
So I say lock them up, baby. Yeah. Lock them up.
Remember that killer whale doc? The guy's, he loses.
Blackfish?
His, yeah. He loses his, in the wild, they have that, you know, the dorsal fin, and then in captivity it collapses. They're like, they live to like 80 in the wild.
And do you know that their dorsal fin also is like their fingerprint? No two dorsal fins are alike. Do you know that, Shannon? Shannon, did you know that?
I have a lot of dolphin facts today.
Did you know that, Shannon?
I didn't know that.
Now show them them titties.
Show them them titties. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And did you know that their tail fin has enough force that they can kill a shark?
Wow.
They can break ribs with their nose.
Amazing.
I know a lot about dolphins.
This was all from this one trip this week.
Yeah, I retained a lot of information. Do you know that dolphins retain a good 200? What is going on? Who is Brian talking to right now?
No, it's Eric talking to Brian, I think.
Who's Eric talking to?
I think Brian.
Oh my God.
By the way, I agree with you. I love the villa life.
Yeah, the villa life's the best.
Amazing.
Dude.
We do it in Mexico, like Cabo.
I've never done a villa in another country, but now I'm thinking about doing it. I hear
Cabo
this
villa
other...
life is great. They have this area called Pedregal, which is like above Cabo, and it's all just villa life.
Yeah, you have your own chef.
You have your own chef. You have the whole deal.
A little private slice
the
of
whole,
beach.
The whole. No, you're not on the beach. That's the one thing because you're up in the hills, but you go down to the beach.
I need a little slice of beach, my friend.
You need it right there. You have a hot tub, pool, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that pool life.
God damn it, dude. I want to go back so bad. I don't want to be here right now.
Yeah.
Shannon, I want to be here. Shannon, would you come to Jamaica with me if I paid for everything, but all you got to do is we have to have sex once per day?
No.
Not even
really
one.
Need a vacation.
Once per day. All you got to do is have sex with me once per day.
How long could that last?
What, the sex? The
yeah.
first couple times.
The first couple times he's going to bust
2 minutes,
up.
Huge
the last
load.
Day, you're going to have to
huge, thick
put work in.
Load, though.
The last day, you're going to have to put work
you're
in.
You're going to put work in to clean up that load.
Oh, I have to clean up after.
Why? Wow, I thought you had slaves.
Fine, I'll throw a towel at the villa slave.
Yeah, the villa slave. Come on, don't make her clean up.
Clean her butt, villa slave. Shannon, yeah. You wouldn't have sex with me once a day for a villa vacation in Jamaica, all expenses paid. All we got to do is we eat a little bit of bacon out, maybe canoodling in the pool, and all we got to do is have sex once per day.
I mean, I feel like the first time is going to be the worst, and once that's out of the way, it's just going to be like I can numb it out.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like prison when you know, like the first time
I'm getting
you get assaulted.
Legitimately hard. I really mean this.
Oh, should like, definitely fuck you first thing in the morning to get it out of the way.
Shannon is down. Shannon is definitely. I'm wearing her down slowly but surely. I'm going to have sex with Shannon one day. We got to figure it out. We got to figure out logistically how it's not going to ruin my career. Shannon, you have to make sure that you're going to have to sign some sort of contract stating that you're completely okay with all of the sex we're having. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got to do the on-camera video consent
yes.
every step of the way.
I could say
every step of the way
under duress.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Uh-oh.
Maybe.
Yeah. And then later on, Elizabeth Warren's going to make you release her from the NDA.
I'll get you under arrest.
Mm-hmm.
In Jamaica.
Underest. All right. Underest. Okay.
Rattlesnake. Shannon, you're thinking about it. You're thinking about it, you whore.
I need a vacation so bad.
Wow. Shannon would bang me for a vacation. That's kind of fun.
That's a pretty good deal, dude.
Ralph does it all the time.
I know, takes girls on vacation and just has sex with them.
Yeah.
The vacation move is a move, by the
way.
That
is the move.
That is a big move.
Oh, no, the Conan's network, he literally, like, oh, that's third
his,
date.
Oh, that's really his move.
Like, I want to take you on a cruise.
Yeah. The early in the relationship, very early on dating move, like,
yeah. What I got to do is I have to just start booking villas every other month and just have a new bitch ready to go.
Yeah.
Right? That's the way to do it.
You don't want
to
sleep with any of the slaves in the villa?
Shannon, do I have to wear a condom?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, because I don't want to, unless it's after your vasectomy.
You're not going to get pregnant, Shannon. Also, if you got pregnant, it'd be the best thing that can fucking possibly happen to you. My baby? Are you kidding me? You know how great my cum is?
Do you have a beautiful child?
See? So it's a lot of my cum.
Yeah, but you don't want to have a child with an old chick. I'm old.
That is true. I have some little retard baby.
Oh, autistic James.
I'll just throw it into the ocean.
With the dolphins.
Yeah. Shannon, you're thinking about it. All right, so after I got a vasectomy, then I could cream pie you all day long.
I mean, why not at this point?
Hey.
Why not?
Shannon's just giving up. Ladies and gentlemen, today's the day that Shannon truly gave up on everything.
Yeah, after the beginning of this show, I'm throwing it in the towel.
This is it. Gonna throw in the towel and clean up all the jizz in your butt with that towel. Damn, I'm good at jokes. Damn, man, I'm so good at these jokes.
You're gonna need a waiver.
All right, Chad, if not Jamaica, what would be the vacation that you would have sex with Lewis?
She'd take anything. She just wants a week off.
Yeah, but what would be the
Do it for Cleveland.
That's right.
That is true. She wants a tropical vacation.
Yeah, it's tropical. You can't just be like, oh, I'll take you to Cleveland.
I really want to go to Hawaii.
Hawaii. So Hawaii is expensive as fuck, first of all. Yeah. So that's like three times a day sex.
Oh God.
Shannon, but I'll make it good. You'll be pleasured.
Mm. I mean, yeah. If I said yes to Jamaica, it has to be yes to Hawaii.
Yes. I don't know where reality starts and ends with us at this point, guys. I don't know if we just made a plan to have sex in Hawaii. I have no idea what's happening, but I'm turned on. Shannon, are you a little turned on right now?
No.
Not even a little bit?
No.
Rub yourself a little bit. Rub your clit. See if you feel anything.
I'm good.
No? All right. I'm trying, guys. I am really trying.
This is either like you just made some real headway, or this is, you know, some major workplace.
Or this is evidence.
Yeah, or this is, it's one or the other, right?
But we're going to have to delete this episode.
Is it the beginning of the something or the beginning of the end?
Yeah, you never really know.
We'll see. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all a bit. I bet Shannon's
DMing Nicole. Right,
by the way, you should always end it with, it was all a bit.
I bet Shannon's a good kisser. I bet she's fucking frigid as shit in bed, but I bet she's a good kisser. She's got those big, fat black lady lips. I like it. I like it. Ladies and gentlemen, I might be having sex with Shannon this year. This is the year. I realized what it was just simply a vacation. Because it's time off of work and it's everything paid for as well. Can we bring other girls?
Now, also, I'm remembering being on vacation with you, though, isn't really away from work.
No. You have to add this. You have to say, you don't have to hang out with me.
No, you don't hang out with me. We just have to have sex. You're going to want to hang out with me. You're in a foreign country. I'm pretty fucking cool.
That's the key.
I'm not going to make you edit, Shannon. You're not going to be my producer while we're on vacation. You're going to be my sex lover.
Are you sure?
I swear to God, it's 69ing, drinking.
That was the sticking point on this whole thing,
by
the way.
This is it. That's it.
That was the clause in the contract we needed to edit.
You're not having to work this whole time. It's just it's a lot of sex. It's a lot of just being naked in the pool, in the water.
Mm-hmm. A lot of sex. I thought it was just once a day.
Yeah. Well, now it's Hawaii.
Upper
Hawaii. It's up.
Yeah.
Jamaica's once a day, but I got to be honest with you, Shannon. I'll be pretty offended if you stop me after once. I'm going to want to go more than once. I have a pretty high libido.
I guess it depends on you then.
On how good I am?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're literally making plans. I want everyone to realize it's not even a gag anymore. Shannon's down. Something happened. I don't know what the fuck happened. Was it my pictures from Jamaica this time? Was it how much my niece loves me now?
Oh, isn't I do. That cute? I do. That's very cute.
Wasn't it cute? My niece fucking loves me, dude. Loves me. That little girl, fucking, oh, she has my heart. I love her.
You know what Shannon's about to get, though?
What?
Your dick.
About to get this dick. Look at her. She loves me. Pull it up.
Click away.
Look how cute she is. She's the fucking cutest little girl. She always acts scared of me. Now, this time, this was it. She was like, Uncle Lou, I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for vacation. Oh, this little fucking girl. my son. I was like, oh, get away from me, you fucking old bitch. You fucking stupid asshole. I don't even like you anymore. You're not little baby B. Yeah, look at him.
It's past his prime. On,
it's all on my back on like an asshole. Now. Just fucking weighing me down. Beat it, James.
Fucking burden.
Where's Eddie when you need him? You know? No, I'm kidding. Obviously. My son had a fucking blast, too. What a great experience. I really love it. Really
and
love
he's
it.
At that age now where he's going to remember all that. That's really a big deal. And the fact that you took his mother, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge... That's going to be a really big deal when he's older.
We also hiked up Duns River Falls, which was incredible. Shan, what if I carry you up Duns River Falls the whole way? On my back.
Why are you adding that in? She's already in. Why are you
she really is. I'm just,
why are you throwing things I'm making that are going to put a wrench into it?
I don't need that part, because then if you slip and fall, then it's going to be really embarrassing for everybody.
Shan likes me. Yeah. She doesn't even want me to get hurt. She wants me to be virile and fucking healthy. She wants me my back to be in fucking great working order so I could fucking throw down some deck. All right.
Yeah, you already got a yes, so you just gotta That's crazy. You know what I mean? When you get a yes, you walk out of the room.
Is it because I'm getting back in shape now, Shannon? Is that what it is? My fucking shoulders?
It's part of it.
Yeah.
Your arms look really big.
My new tattoo?
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot that.
Did you see my new tattoo?
No.
You didn't see my,
did
it's on my,
one?
Yes, it's on my IG. Is it not?
I'm scrolling.
Did I not post it on my IG?
I have it, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Milo and Otis.
Oh.
Never forget. Shout out to Swedish Swordfish and Bohemian Ink Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana. They did that in my hotel room.
Oh, you actually got this.
That's on my leg.
I thought this was your idea to do for your neck tattoo.
No. God. This is on my leg. This is my new tattoo. Do you not love it?
No, I do love it.
You do love it.
It's great.
See, I didn't get it on my neck. That was a little bit too much.
Yeah.
We should just start getting tattooed on the road.
Let's do it. In every city we go to.
Find people that like us.
Where are we going to be next, Zach? Me and you. Is it Toronto's the next gig?
Well, I mean, Skankfest, but then, yeah, Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to do... We got to do Denver as well. I got to set that up. If you're in Denver and you know a fucking venue, hit me up because I got to find a venue. I have friends out there. I have a lot of fans out there. And
it's a market you really haven't touched.
I've never been to Denver in my entire life. And I want to bring my kid too. I want to bring my son to go hang out with my my good friend's daughter. They're the same age. So yeah, if you guys want to see me in fucking Denver, hit me up, motherfuckers. Let me know about a venue. 200, 300 seats, something like that. That'd be dope. All right, guys, let's take a quick second and talk about Mudwater, M-U-D-W-T-R. Mudwater is so amazing. Such a great alternative to coffee. Coffee is loaded with caffeine. It gets you all jittery and fucked up. Halfway through the day, I'm like, where's my coffee? You don't want that, okay? You want to feel good. You want it to be natural. Mudwater is made with lion's mane, chaga, reishi, and cordyceps mushrooms, okay? Listen to me. I don't know what any of that shit is. All I know is when I drink Mudwater, I feel energized and I feel healthy. I don't have that same weird, groggy, muddy. It's ironic because I feel muddy when I drink coffee. I feel fucking energetic and fucking enhanced and delightful when I'm drinking Mudwater, okay? The ingredients are designed for enhanced energy, mood, and focus. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to love the way it tastes. It tastes way better than coffee. It also has cacao, which is loaded with antioxidants and is known to reduce stress and improve your mood. Masala chai tea leaves with just the right amount of caffeine, turmeric for reducing inflammation, and cinnamon to help suppress your sugar cravings. Does all your coffee have that? I think not. Right now, all you got to do is go to mudwater.com/wrap. That is mudwtr.com/wrap and use the code DRINKMUD and save 15% off your entire order. This is a great product for your coffee enthusiasts. If you have a family member, or your mom or your dad or your grandma, they love to drink coffee, but maybe they're drinking it a little bit too much.
And it doesn't have to be a hot drink. It could be a smoothie, a shake, an iced coffee.
Whatever you want, baby boy. This could be the difference in your family's lives. Drink Mud is the promo code. mudwater.com/wrap is the website. Go do that right now. All right, let's get back into it. What else going on? New Fortnite season. Very exciting.
What does that entail?
Couple new areas. Had two solo victories this morning. Got up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I was on Jamaican time. I was like, fuck it, dude, I'm streaming. Two solo victories this morning alone. That's where the fuck I'm at now, baby boy. You playing any video games?
Nah.
Nothing?
Nah.
Not at all? How old are you?
40.
You're older than me?
Wow.
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Why does he look so much better than me?
California. And I Axe. I used to be a lawyer.
Cream pies.
I have a nice moisturizer. Yeah. I think it was because I used to be a corporate lawyer in New York, and then I gave that up, and I gained years back on my life.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's...
I took years back from God.
You're a corporate lawyer, dude. That's a lot of work.
Yeah. I did that for 5 years.
Was it miserable?
Yeah. But lived a rich, fast life in New York in my 20s.
That does sound like the exact kind of douchebag that would hire Mr. Belding for a bachelor party.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. That is absolutely right.
I mean, I can't even imagine having to go and do that traditional route. It's very... To go through that whole path and then to give that up, the amount of mental energy that it takes to sort of get there is kind of interesting. My problem is I can't put in mental energy into things that I don't really care about, right?
Well, I was doing blow in the office and like all that stuff. Like I was the guy that was like,
right,
what the fuck are you doing?
So it was still pretty awesome.
I had a good time, but at the same time, I still had to work like 72 hours straight, like when a deal's closing, no sleep. So that physically will destroy you.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I mean, we make the producers here at Cast Digital do it. They make about $400 a week.
Yeah.
And they work 72 hours straight sometimes. No blow in the office.
No blow? You know, oh, Jesus
Christ. I don't really care. If they wanted to do blow, they can do
blow.
They
should be allowed for anytime you have to work more than a 12-hour day.
I don't care what they do. I don't care. Here's the culture at Cast Digital. People have to understand. We don't care. If Shannon was in the bathroom doing blow every single day, she does heroin at her desk. She does kratom every fucking single day at her desk. And we don't care because she gets her work done. Look at her putting her fucking lip gloss on while she makes eye contact with me. Now, she's a whore. I want everyone to point out what a whore that Shannon has become today. It's actually making me uncomfortable. I was half kidding, half not. And then I was like, wait a minute, this is actually happening. Now we have a plan. Shannon is actually seducing me. So
maybe this is what I should have done from the beginning, and then you would back off.
Wow, I'm intimidated by Shannon. I'm legitimately intimidated.
Maybe the other guy should. You should. He now he knows he can do drugs in the office.
Maybe I'll bring Dylan.
Fuck up.
I'll bring Dylan to Jamaica. Dylan, if I brought you to Jamaica, would you fuck me once a day?
What?
Is that a yes? That was an easy yes.
That wasn't a no.
That wasn't a no.
By the way,
that reaction was not a no.
He just wanted to hear the
words. That's not what a no sounds like. You know, a no sounds. You know what a no sounds? Nah.
We're not going to point out that Lewis just said he wanted to fuck me?
No.
He didn't say he wanted to.
He offered you a deal.
I'm not giving you a fucking free Jamaican vacation for nothing.
But who's gayer? The guy that whips out his dick and asks for it to be sucked, or the guy that sucks the dick? Okay,
the guy that sucks somebody's penis is the gayer one, yes.
For sure.
It's not
taking a cream pie in your chops? Come on, bro. Getting cream pie right in that little pretty mouth?
Ew.
The fuck out of here, dude.
Turn your face into Matt's sister's fuzzy.
that's a get a picture. He didn't say no.
He didn't say no. Yeah.
Why don't you take both of them? Fuck them both.
What about none?
Roman Emperor.
I'll
have one
Caligula.
Of
yeah. He's feeding you grapes. Here's the thing. Eventually, you get to a point in life where you need a little boy feeding you grapes.
That is true. He also has a very dainty little body. That would be kind of hot.
He looks like a Roman boy servant.
I thought we were all kidding.
I bet he has a wispy happy trail that you could run your fingers through.
Totally. I'm getting turned on right now.
And then even just now, I said, we'll bring Dylan. And if this was a bit, like Shannon would be like, yeah, bring Dylan, ha, bet. But then when I said I'll bring Dylan, Shannon went, no deal. Off the table. No longer happening.
She's like, I don't want to have to compete.
Shannon's
for your,
she's like,
somewhere.
She knows you only have one nut in you a day. She's like, you have one nut and I want it. I don't want it going into Dylan's mouth.
I got that Shannon one has nut. To draw a line. It's an arrow point towards your pussy.
Shannon, you know, if you played your cards right, you could have everything. Were mine, you would have a good fucking life. You'd have a good life. All you have to do is just fucking give yourself to it a little bit. I have a very high libido. I expect sex at all times.
By the way, that's why Dylan will be good to have around if she's like, all right, we get her once a day and you're still hard.
Dylan just needs to blow me.
Fucking cock jockey Dylan.
Yeah.
You know what I think I need? I think if I'm going to be in a relationship with a woman again, ever again, like a real deal relationship, I need to be in a polyamorous relationship where I can have multiple girlfriends. Is that crazy? Is that a crazy thought?
Every guy's kind of dream scenario. I mean,
I feel like
it's just hard to pull off.
It's
hard to pull off with two mentally stable women.
You're going to probably have to sacrifice because you date very good looking women.
Yeah, you'll have to sacrifice mentals. You'll have to be batshit.
They're going
to
be crazy.
No matter what.
They're all fucking
crazy.
You'll
have to sacrifice looks. You're saying there's not going to be a nine.
Yeah, there's going to be
two sixes.
Yeah.
Two sixes you could do it with.
Hmm.
But that's 12.
That's pretty good math.
And if she's 12.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I could find two really beautiful, cool chicks that just want to fuck me all the time.
Call me when that works.
I feel like that could work out.
I mean, please.
Am I crazy?
No, because if you're ambitious enough, you could find it.
I don't know.
That's exactly. I don't think so. That's a good point.
I don't know. Zach. Do you know anybody that's pulled that off?
Yeah. And is that the insurmountable task in life? Is finding two hot chicks to be in a polyamorous relationship?
Yes.
If that is.
Kennison slept in the same bed as sisters.
And
they were beautiful.
Yeah. You got to understand, like, Zach's 100% right about this. This is like, there's a path to that very easily. It's not crazy. You just got to find it. And if you were to just, let's say, instead of...
Do they have to know each other beforehand, you think?
No, not necessarily.
No.
So here's the thing, okay? If I just, instead of hitting on... Let's just say I played that game, right? Where I was like, I'm looking for a chick to be in a polyamorous relationship. And I was honest with every chick that I dated. And I said this to every chick that I'm dating. I was like, hey, I'm kind of looking for this because I think I need to have multiple pussies in order to satisfy me regularly, which is a fact. And you know, to be honest with you, I have two, my mind is fucking all over the place. Yeah. So I feel like regardless, maybe I can make that work. Maybe I'm just fucking speaking out of my ass right now, but I do think if I just went for that and just tried to close that deal, once again, it's a game of numbers.
But
it's
just ratios. Like I'm married now. I would love that too. You think it's too, like, I don't know how to pull it off.
It's too late for you.
It's too late. Like once you've already like never suggested that,
it has to be.
It's got to be upfront
in the beginning.
Yeah, I know a guy. By the way, I know a guy. He's not like anything special. He's just like an architect, but he lives in upstate. And he's got like 2 7s. One of them's his wife. Another is his whatever.
And they know about each other.
They live together with a kid.
It's great.
With a child.
Love it.
Yeah. So I mean, definitely can be done. And he's, you know, whatever. He's got 2 7s. I would say.
Every time they turn around, me and my son just high fives like, dude. I think that's maybe
I think
I'm
it's
crazy.
By the way, I think it's something to chase in life. Like being serious for a minute. Like if that's how you feel, like it's a fucking great thing to chase.
I think
you know
I
what
do.
I, mean? Like,
I think I
that's
legitimately.
That's a great thing to chase.
I think that I like sex too much, or I guess an open relationship. But the reality is, I don't want other dudes fucking my chick.
That's the problem. With that scenario,
yeah.
Most guys feel that way. I think they're like, you know, people are like, oh, why don't guys just like, because no guy wants. Oh, well, will you let your wife do that? It's like,
my
no,
problem is
I don't.
When
want
I'm,
my
whenever
wife.
I'm in an open thing where if I'm with a chick and we're allowed to sleep with other people, I never allow myself to emotionally go over that ledge with them.
Yeah,
like I stop myself because I know that I'm going to so preemptively. I will just not. So, because I'm seeing, you know, I'm out there dating now, and I'm seeing chicks, and you know, doing what I do, but I'm not like committed to anybody. But I think I have a hard time getting like going over that next emotional step, you know, because of that. I don't know. I'm just kind of fucking speaking out of my ass right now, but that'd be fucking dope.
Yeah.
Just two girlfriends.
Yeah,
just both of them.
Yeah, it would be
amazing.
It would be amazing.
I say Skankfest.
Have them competing to make you breakfast every day.
Yeah.
You just throw the fucking terrible breakfast against the wall. You eat the good one.
Yeah, well, that's the good thing because you can get in a fight with one of them at any point, and you're still getting laid.
Yeah, I know.
You could throw the plate at any point you want, and you're like, oh, okay, you suck my dick.
Yeah, maybe we'll see what happens, guys. Yeah.
Did you say Skankfest competition?
Yeah, Skankfest
you want to do
contest.
It as a contest?
Be my girlfriends.
Yeah. That's
be fun. My girlfriends.
Be my girlfriends. Or we could just do, we don't even have to do it at Skankfest. We could do it now.
Now.
We can combine the babysitter girlfriend.
Well, it really was a girlfriend thing the whole time.
No, it wasn't a girlfriend thing. I was going to fuck his babysitter. That was the idea. It's hot.
I didn't know Kennison had two sisters. I mean, the sisters thing is.
Twins.
Wow.
Yeah. That's out there too.
Yeah.
There are definitely whore twin sisters that are just down.
That's a level of filth, though.
Oh, man. Imagine that.
Kiss your sister.
Imagine sisters.
You can't even get through that sentence.
Yeah, I watched I watched the porn recently with these two identical twins, Sammy and Joey or something.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Top dudes.
Oh, God, that was amazing.
Yeah. Have I ever fucked sisters? No. I fucked family members.
Other people's.
No, saying you fucked a second cousin?
I fucked my sister twice.
Okay.
Right. No, I fucked some cousins.
Second cousin. First cousin.
No, not my cousins. I fucked,
you fucked a girl that were cousins.
Oh, I thought he was, I'm sorry. It's like, whoa.
But, yeah, and then friends and, you know, but never, yeah, never sisters.
Goals.
Does your wife let you have threesomes?
No.
No.
I think it'll, you know, it's weird. I think it'll change, or maybe this is just like in my own head. After we have kids, I think it'll just be like, look, you need to let me do this stuff.
Fuck around.
Yeah. Like, I think it's like, before you have kids, you're in a weird spot where like, I don't want to blow my life up now because I want to have a kid with her. You know what I mean? Yeah,
of course.
Once you have that kid, it's like, I'll say whatever, I'll do whatever. You know, it's like, I'll feel like, okay.
It really is, you know, just, am I right? Sex, am I crazy? For us. Like, yeah. When you're on the road as a comedian, if you fuck a chick, like, it is truly, I can have sex and have it just be the act of sex, and there's nothing beyond that.
No,
it
question.
It is truly just a moment, whatever, you connect, whatever it is, like, but it is truly just sex. And I think that, you know, it takes a fucking special type of chick to accept that and go like, ah, it's cool. Go fuck around on the road. Do your thing. And I think if more women were like that,
it would make,
I think would relationships would be healthier, way happier. I just wish we should be programming people a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Because the reality is, like, for a girl, it's not, I know women, okay? I mean, and maybe it's not always the case. There are women who just have very casual sex.
No, but your generality is accurate.
But even when women are having casual sex, all these bitches that are like, oh, I just want to fuck, and every single one of them fucking end up
eventually
showing feelings.
Yeah.
I hate to be this backwards about stuff, but there is a difference between putting your dick in something and letting something inside you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, it's just a more of an emotional commitment, I feel like.
Yeah, there's something about it. Being penetrated. Look at Shannon. Shannon's getting all horny now. She had to come a little closer. Shannon, oh yeah. Shannon, you say this all the time. You don't have casual sex. Same.
Like, by the way, if men and women were equal, then there would be women out at 4 a.m. at the bars looking to fuck all the time instead of 90 dudes and one slovenly chick.
I know.
You know.
Girls name their vibrators. No guy has ever named his pocket pussy.
No.
I have had casual sex in my life, just not now.
And you just don't like it.
No, it was fine. But that's like going into it with the understanding, like, this is like, it was like a late night booty call kind of thing.
Nice.
And that was the understanding. But
even that, there's like too much of a relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
It worked.
The booty call thing.
That's like a relationship.
There's chicks now that I hook up with. It's like, they won't do the booty call thing. They're like, they got to meet me for a drink. And I'm like, why? What do we have to be like? Right, we know what's going on.
Because
they need to feel like, because, it's just not.
Yeah.
Like, what does it matter though? Why can't we just be meeting to bang?
Right. My buddy told me though, I think it's like also their age, right? My buddy, his wife passed and he's got two kids and he's getting all that widower pussy now. And he's like in his 40s and he's only fucking like other 40-year-old women. And they're just like, so you ready to fuck?
Yeah.
You know, like, there's none of that. I think it's also like an age thing too. Like, women in their 40s, divorced, like, they're a little bit more like, okay, I'll just fuck. We don't have to engage in pleasantries.
Any younger chick who is into me, just in general, I always feel like they're a little bit damaged.
Yeah.
Like, what is wrong with you?
Right.
Like, who hurt you?
Yeah. Just in what age, you mean? Like, in their 20s?
Below 25. Yeah. If there's a 23-year-old girl that's into me and I'm like, okay, you have some issues.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
it's a little mental. To be for that age. I was thinking,
I'm almost 40, dude. Yeah. That's crazy.
When I was in college, I remember there would be girls who were dating dudes like 2 years out of college, and we were like, oh, that's so messed up. He's old. You know, it's like, I'm 40. I have friends who are dating girls in college now.
Yeah.
It's like, that's fucking weird. What do you even talk about?
I don't even know. I guess you don't. I mean, I guess you can. You know, like.
Well, that's the best part about dating a really young chick, is usually they take on whatever you like.
Yeah.
Because they, like, it's an admiration type of thing.
They're listening to Bob Seger all of a sudden.
Yeah. All of a sudden, they
love Main Street. I've always loved Main Street.
They like your records. 18-year-old girls like the movies you like.
God, I love Crosby, Stills, and Nash. They're so great.
Yeah, I think the younger chicks,
they take on, they're the, like, the Metzger thing, dick puppets.
Well, yeah, I think they are, the quality that they're attracted to is like this thing where, I mean, I guess it is very like primal. It's like, you can take care of them.
Yeah. You're, no,
like,
I think it's also, I think it's also a real confidence versus that kind of fake confidence you have in your 20s.
Yeah.
You know, as you get older, your confidence is real, and that is out there.
Well, exactly. That's actually an interesting thing as well, because you're right. In your 20s, I'm not saying always, but for the most part, everyone in their 20s now is still trying to figure it out. Nobody has a pot to piss in. Everyone's spending all the money they make, their month to month, paycheck to paycheck. Nobody really has anything figured out yet. Right. So, like, you know, 20, you know, 30 is the new 20, right? And I think 30 is the age where people start getting their lives together, buying property, developing families, right? Yeah. Whereas, you know, when I was a kid, you know, 21, 22, 23, that was sort of where people started like doing that. They'd either go to college or graduate college and then they start off their lives. And that's all sort of been pushed back now.
Yeah.
And I think when you're, they're dealing with a 25-year-old guy who is, you're right, pretending to be confident, pretending to have
what
shit
together. What does he have to be confident
about?
His
Instagram, you know? He has all this shit on Instagram. Like, but the reality is they get behind closed doors and then it's all insecurity. He doesn't really know what the fuck he's talking about. For me, I mean, at the very least, I have been down the path enough time with women that I know how to fake it.
Yeah.
I understand how to ask the questions. Yeah. It's so funny, like, just being like older, you know, you have a moment where you're sitting at a bar with a chick, you don't know what to talk about. It's like, when I was younger, you'd start blabbing and yapping and about whatever. You say something stupid. And it's like, just being older, you know, it's like, oh, just sit back, dude, relax. Ask her a question.
Relax. That's the
ask her a question.
That's the unfair thing about when you're married and you're like, oh, I finally, like, now it's like, it would be so, it's like, it's so fucking easy to talk to women now.
Yeah. How long have you been married?
Well, 2.5 years, but we've been together for 10 years. So it's like, dude, you know, long time. Tough. But I missed the one thing I'm like, I missed that whole Tinder. I never got any of that. I had to go out with my hard hat on, my miner's hat and my lunch pail to go to work at the
bar. Necrophiliac.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man, like, you know, I feel like there's a twinge of jealousy that, like, they've made it so easy. Like, we had to work, you know, you had to go to the bars and work a little.
It's not, I mean, maybe you're a handsome guy, so you'll probably do pretty well in these apps. For me, it's just pointed out how ugly I am, and it really breaks my heart every time I open up Tinder. And I mean, there's
every girl that Lewis matched with on Tinder looked like she worked at the DMV.
Doggy, I it's crazy. I'll see a chick on Tinder now, and now I'm like, I'll just to fuck around. I'm like, all right, this beast. There's no way she didn't swipe right on me. This fucking absolute animal fucking beast. 400 pounds, just pimples on her face. Like, ah! It's like, how is she being picky? And then I swipe, nothing. Nothing. How is it possible, bitch? You ugly fucking whore. Ooh, it makes me so angry.
Now, how do you feel about comics on dating apps using screenshots of them on TV?
I hate it. I hate it.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Is that the
I've
thing
seen
now?
People like them, like on Conan, shaking Conan's hand.
I'm on Access TV.
That's their Tinder profile.
Yeah, even them on stage, it's kind of cheesy. Yeah. It's using a little bit of a trick. I probably would help. If I changed my profile picture to a picture of me on stage on Tinder, I bet you I would get higher quality chicks. I'll do it today. But it's just cheesy. It's fucking, you know.
Is Tinder still going? I have no idea.
You never use the kid in the pic? That's what I would do. If I had a kid, no. I mean, it's all, I'd be all about that. No? Hey,
look, having a kid is 100% the greatest fucking thirst trap ever, right?
I would have that pic with him on
I
the shoulders.
I wouldn't do it on Tinder. It's too much. Yeah. It's so transparent. Like, look, the reality is I post pictures of my kid. I'm sure all of the little fucking baby girls that are out there that are watching, their pussies get nice and wet when they watch me being a good dad. I know they do, okay? But for me to actually go and put it on a baby or on a dating app, I feel like that's just a little bit... It's a little gross.
Yeah, it's a little disrespectful to his mother.
Yeah. And I mean, look, I think that putting in my profile that I'm a father, if I was interested in anything more than casual sex, I would put in my profile that I'm a dad as well, because, you know, you don't want somebody to swipe on you that isn't interested in possibly being, you know, a step parent or whatever it might be in that relationship. But I'm just not interested for that reason. So, you know.
No kid pick.
Yeah, no kid pick on fucking Tinder, baby boy. But it's it. I can't. I don't even do that anymore. I opened it up the other day just to fucking swipe. I was like, I'll see what happens.
You know what though? But I always feel like too, as a comic, it's like, don't you want to meet somebody where you're in your best light, like, whatever, skank fest, any of that. Anytime you're on the road, like, you're up here when you meet people. It's like, isn't that the best?
Yeah. So that's why putting a picture on.
No. I'm not talking about the picture. I'm just saying in general. Like, honestly, when I was single in New York, it's like I only wanted to meet somebody after a show. I didn't want to just go to a bar and just be like competing with other dudes.
No, exactly. It's pointless. I don't really do that. And sometimes I've had luck doing that. Worms at a bar and some chick can give you eyes. You send her over a drink, but you better believe it. Within 10 minutes, she knows I'm a comedian.
Right.
You know, and then you go to the bathroom and she fucking Googles you. She sees that you've done some shit. You know, it's like, that's not even, I don't even think that's shallow.
That's our lives. So it's like, why not?
I don't think it's shallow at all. If a fucking chick is into a dude because he is somewhat successful, he's on TV or he's on whatever, radio, podcast, whatever it is, and that she's attracted to that guy and more attracted to that guy for that reason, you can't help what reasons you're attracted to people. You know, it's like that. There's nothing shallow about that. In fact, in my opinion, that is way less shallow than simply just saying like, oh, I'm attracted to that guy, and oh, he likes the same type of music as me. He was at a bar that I liked. So it's like, I don't know. There's something like, you're like, oh, this person's successful.
Right.
They fucking got their shit together. Right. They did something that's pretty incredible that a very small percentage of the people in the world would even have the balls to attempt to even try. That's an attractive quality.
And by the way, that's also what your point is, right, in the sense that like, that's an actual real value that may align with yours, whereas like, you like the same fucking music as somebody, like you're gonna build a life around that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
like, that's crazy. Like, what are we like, talking about?
Building a life around the idea that you like stability and financial success is way less shallow.
And that you're inspired by somebody that you know came from nothing and built something, or somebody that speaks into a microphone and, like, and somehow put money into their bank account based off of their thoughts and words. That's an incredible thing.
Totally.
Right.
Sure, they can't take out as much of that money as they would like.
Oh my god, damn it! Who knew about these limits? But
you gotta say, look, there's an escort waiting for her pimp is. Has a gun to my head. I need that extra 500.
But the I don't know. These aren't that people sort of like give women shit about like wanting to be with successful guys. If I was a woman, I would only fuck super successful guys. That's it.
Yeah.
That's fucking a guy who fucking has a nice car and a great job and a boat and shit like that. That is fucking, that is big titties and a fucking shaved pussy for men. That's what that is. I don't know what else to tell you. And how are you judging it? Obviously a woman wants that. Shannon, are you not attracted to a guy with a little bit of cash?
Yeah, definitely.
You are, right? Yeah. If I was Shannon, that's the only game I would be playing, is I would be going after 50-year-old fucking men that have $1 million in the bank and more. That's it. On my Tinder profile, I have my big old fucking titties out, and I would fucking have me on the back of a boat. I'd have me doing rich guy things, and then I'd be like, this is what I want. You know, if you got a boat, hit me up. Boom. Shannon, why don't you fucking be that chick?
Because I don't want just someone to like hand me over money and me just be like a prop for sex.
You're not being a prop for sex, Shannon. You're saying to them, hey, I know what the fuck I am.
I recognize my value.
Yeah, I recognize my
recognize
value.
Recognize my value.
You bring boots. Something to the table as well.
Yeah, no, you've got a butt and a vagina too.
Yeah, you got totally all these holes, Shannon.
I mean, I would like to be with somebody successful, but also that I can just enjoy being around them, which is more than just money.
Yeah.
Enjoying being around somebody, that's gonna really wear thin. Mm.
I say instead of enjoy being around them, tolerate. Mm. I think that's a fine measure.
I think eventually, like,
tolerate
having like a separate home and living in a separate home for your partner as well. That's like a fantasy. I'm broken inside. I don't know, man. I can't love. All right, look, I gotta go. This has been a fun show. I gotta get out of here. I gotta go to fucking Arlington, Virginia. Guys, you love the show. Every episode of the Real Ass Podcast is available at your fingertips, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Make sure you guys go there, subscribe, use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial, and get access to this show, Zach Mika's Minute, Spook Show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me Podcast, 20 incredible shows here on the network, all on demand, all ad-free, uncensored, 5-day pre-release before they go anywhere else, live chat, message boards, and more. We're also giving away Skankfest tickets once a week. From now on, starting next week, we're giving away a pair to people in the live chat. So you've got to subscribe at gasdigitalnetwork.com and use that promo code REP. Get that trial for the live chat, because we are giving away some more Skankfest all-access passes. Also, special shout-out to the brand-new marquee sponsor for Skankfest, Yo Kratom. YoKratom.com for all of the best prices on Kratom. If you guys like to use Kratom like our drug addict producer Shannon, now's your chance to get discounts at YoKratom.com. All right, this is it. We're out. We'll check you guys on Monday with the Real Ass Podcast. Peace. That's all, folks.